This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Foundation members, and a grant from American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Oregon Council 75, representing over 25,000 Oregon public and private sector employees, families, and communities, protecting worker rights and fighting to improve the wages and working conditions of members since 1942. More information at www.OregonAFSCME.com.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Welcome to Labor Radio on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, the show of, by, and for the working class, every Monday at 6 p.m.
with your second Monday hosts, Megan and Meredith.
Tonight's show will bring news on the fight back against proposed cuts to the post office, local schools, and city services.
We'll also hear our interview with Alex Gomez, treasurer of the Public Sector Workers Union in El Salvador, who spoke in Portland at the SEIU 503 Hall last Wednesday as part of a national speaking tour organized by the Committee in Solidarity with the People of El Salvador. His talk focused on worker opposition to proposed public-private partnership legislation that the U.S. State Department is actively promoting in the Central American country. The full event audio can be found online at kboo.fm/laborradio.
You can also hear tonight's show in full online, as well as an archive of past episodes. This week it was announced that the post office would be ending Saturday delivery as part of an austerity package spread out over a few years that cuts services and closes post offices and plants. Senator Jeff Merkley said in a response, "Stopping Saturday mail would be a mistake. It would cost jobs, cut services, and hurt Oregon's vote-by-mail system." Meanwhile, plans continue for a national day of action in a string of cities, including Portland, on March 17th, on the anniversary of the nationwide Great Postal Strike of 1970 that is generally credited with the historic increases in wages, benefits, and working conditions at the post office. That effort is being led by Community and Postal Workers United. Activists aim to spread the key message that the financial problems of the post office only exist due to the 2006 congressional law that made it mandatory to fund employee benefits 75 years into the future, a requirement no other public or private agency is subject to.
Teachers, students, and parents came together to rally outside one of a series of public meetings on the proposals to make more school closures in the Jefferson Cluster, a group of schools serving students in North and Northeast Portland. Speakers addressed the problems that the transfer program has introduced to the neighborhood schools and pointed to several years of tinkering and underfunding that have led to the current enrollment issues. The following is an excerpt from the rally with Speaker Adam Sanchez from Social Equality Educators.
Rather than spending their time and energy trying to union bust, trying to hire consultants to tell us which schools to close, they need to spend their time and energy demanding more funding from the state and federal government. I think the teachers who are here today in our union realize that we made a mistake. That we made a mistake in not fighting this fight with parents and communities earlier, right? We made a mistake last year not coming into this fight against the closure of Tubman, against the closure of Humboldt, right? That was a mistake. And we have to say that honestly, and we have to say that we've learned that, and we're not going to let that happen anymore.
Municipal workers and members of the District Council of Trade Unions, DCTU, at the City of Portland kicked off their 2013 contract campaign last Tuesday with a rally in downtown Chapman Square. The rally highlighted worker concerns about cuts to city services that would impact infrastructure maintenance and public safety in Portland. Mayor Hales has proposed 10% cuts across the board and last week assumed control of all city bureaus. The City of Portland's oldest labor agreement, the DCTU contract, expires June 30th.
You're listening to Labor Radio on KBOO. Up next is Rob Sisk, the Oregon president of SEIU 503, introducing Alex Gomez at the Wednesday night event at the SEIU 503 Hall.
Bienvenidos, Alex Gomez, on the Nuestra Casa. Welcome to our hall. Alex is the secretary of the Public Service Workers Union of El Salvador. He's also, the treasurer. He's also the president of the National Lottery Workers Union. And what really struck me as I was waiting to be introduced, hello, we've been there before. We were there in the 1800s with United Brand and Standard Oil, you know, exploiting these countries and making lives bad for the people that were living there, developing an economy that was very beneficial to the corporations and profits, but not to the people who actually did the work and were being exploited. And you think, well, they would learn over 150 years. And you would think we would learn how to throw them out and not let them do that. But they're back, and they keep coming back. And this time, it is the public-private partnership. Sounds like a catchy title, right? The P3. But basically, it's the same thing. Corporations coming in for profits and exploiting the workers. And they're doing that through attempts at privatization. And the more I thought about this, and when I first thought about it, I thought, well, that's El Salvador, doesn't have a lot to do with us. And then I remembered that's exactly what's happening in the state, and it's what's happening in the station. And there's all kinds of examples. Just recently, there's something in the news about the post office. Well, the whole intent there, of course, is to eventually contract out the postal services, you know, for the good of some corporations. Go to the state of Oregon. Our state workers have been fighting this a long time. We call it contracting out. Basically, it's privatization, and it's for profiteering for corporations and companies. And what happens? Well, you hear, of course, like, you know, the catchy title of public-private partnership, and then you hear things like it's going to be more efficient, there's going to be cost savings, et cetera, et cetera. What happens? People get laid off, benefits plummet, wages plummet, pension plans get gutted, which has happened in El Salvador, by the way, and this is what you end up with, and then you have these corporations lying in their pockets.
That was Rob Sisk of SEIU 503. Next, Megan interviewed Alex Gomez with translation by Eric Orrutia and Dan Coble.
Entonces, ¿cuál es tu nombre? What is your name?
Mi nombre es Alexander Gómez, vengo del Sindicato de Trabajadores de la Lotería Nacional de El Salvador y pertenezco también a la Federación Sindical de Trabajadores de los Servicios Públicos de El Salvador.
¿Y cuál es el papel de la Lotería Nacional como genera fondos para qué? What does the lottery do for El Salvador nationally? What does it raise money for?
Bueno, creamos fondos para la salud, para la educación, y también para aquellos lugares donde hay ancianos, donde hay un orfanato, llevamos también beneficencia.
So we create funds for health, education, orphans, and the elder.
¿Y estás de gira en Estados Unidos? ¿Cuál es el propósito de la gira? You're on a tour through the United States. What is the tour about?
Bueno, estamos aquí pidiendo solidaridad al pueblo norteamericano, a los trabajadores, a las trabajadoras, a los sindicalistas, a las sindicalistas, para que nos ayuden en un proyecto de ley que tenemos que pronto va a entrar en vigencia.
We are here on tour asking the American workers for solidarity in helping us to fight this law that it's about to go into effect in our country.
¿Y cuál es ese proyecto de ley? ¿Cómo se llama y qué pretende hacer? And what is this law? And what it's called and what it's all about.
Bueno, te digo el nombre del proyecto. Se llama proyecto de ley de asocio público-privado.
So the project is it's called Public-Private Partnership, or P3, which is the name of the law.
Pretende de alguna manera privatizar los servicios básicos en El Salvador, los servicios públicos en El Salvador.
And what the law is pretending to do is to privatize public services in El Salvador.
Es una modalidad en el que se construirán obras con el, entre el gobierno y los empresarios privados.
So this is something that's gonna help build public works in El Salvador, and it's a partnership between the public sector and the Salvadorian government.
Y nosotros creemos que aprobar un proyecto de este tipo va a dejar a muchos trabajadores sin empleo.
And we believe that creating a project of this magnitude, it's going to leave workers out of work.
Además, el costo de los servicios básicos va a aumentar porque ya no va a ser proporcionado por el Estado.
And we also believe that cost of basic services is going to go up for public workers.
Nosotros tenemos experiencias negativas de las privatizaciones.
We have very bad experiences of privatization in El Salvador.
Por ejemplo, la telefonía fue privatizada y hoy el costo es muy alto.
For example, the phone services in El Salvador were privatized and now we have very expensive cost for phone service.
Educación, salud, agua.
Education, health, water.
Entonces el empresario que invierta tendrá que buscar una forma de recuperar su inversión.
Then the investor has to find a way to get a return for their investment.
La ley dice que le van a dar un plazo hasta de 40 años.
The law says that they're gonna get 40 years to get a return for their investment. So the law says that it's gonna, the investor has 40 years to make that return, but the investor will want to make their money back in as little time as possible.
La diferencia entre El Salvador y Estados Unidos es que aquí la gente conoce muy poco la pobreza. Y entonces nosotros, en un país con tanta pobreza, ¿cómo voy a pagar un peaje por pasar por una carretera? Eso es ilógico. Entonces, de las cosas que, las contradicciones de estos modelos.
The difference between privatizing in El Salvador and the United States is that American people are not aware of being poor as much as we are in El Salvador. It's insane to think that I will have to pay a toll just to drive through a road.
Si actualmente tenemos un salario mínimo en el sector privado de $227.
Right now we have a minimum salary of $227 in for private employees.
En el sector público el salario mínimo es de $300.
In public and employees their minimum salary it's around $300.
No hay capacidad como para seguir soportando más costos.
We cannot there is no room to keep accepting our costs to go up.
Entonces nosotros creemos que desde Estados Unidos se puede hacer mucho porque a la base tiene la injerencia del gobierno de los Estados Unidos en El Salvador.
And so we believe that by asking solidarity that we can do a lot to help stop this law.
Está en riesgo la educación, la salud, el transporte, los puertos, los aeropuertos.
So transportation, health, education, all these things are in risk.
Y por eso nosotros vamos a hacer la lucha hasta donde sea posible para evitar que se sean aprobado este proyecto.
And that's why we're gonna fight with everything we have to make sure that this project it's not approved.
Y por eso estamos invitando al pueblo norteamericano que se una con las organizaciones que nos están ayudando. En el caso de CISPE nos está ayudando mucho.
And that's why we're asking the American workers to help us by getting involved with the organizations that are helping us, such as CISPE.
¿Y CISPE qué es? What is CISPE?
Bueno, CISPE es una organización que está luchando en solidaridad con el pueblo salvadoreño.
CISPE is the committee in solidarity with the people of El Salvador.
Hay muchos jóvenes que se han involucrado en conocer más de El Salvador.
Youth that are getting involved and they're getting to know more about things in El Salvador.
You're listening to Labor Radio on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, and our interview with Salvadoran union activist Alex Gomez, who spoke in Portland last Wednesday.
¿Quiénes son los actores que están a favor de este proyecto de ley? Who's behind this, pushing this forward?
Bueno, lamento decirte que el gobierno de tu país tiene mucho que ver en esto.
I hate to say it, but your country, the United States, has a lot to do in this project.
Hay proyectos de ayuda para el gobierno de El Salvador que se van a dar solo si se aprueba esta ley.
There are funds that are going to be supplied to El Salvador that are only going to be given to our country only if this law is approved.
Entonces la embajadora de Estados Unidos en El Salvador allá dijo que esta sería una buena condición. Si aprueben la ley, es una condición para entregar ese dinero.
The ambassador to El Salvador has said that in order to approve that loan, this law must be approved.
Por eso creemos nosotros de que el gobierno de Estados Unidos está presionando fuerte para que sea aprobada esta ley.
That's why we believe that the American government is pressuring for the approval of this law.
Creemos nosotros que, bueno, confiamos en que el FMLN mantenga una posición firme y que no dé los votos para aprobar esta ley, a pesar de la presión del gobierno de Estados Unidos.
We hope that the FMLN party is going to maintain their position and not support this law so it wouldn't go into effect.
A pesar de la presión del gobierno de Estados Unidos.
Despite the pressure of the United States government.
Es una situación bastante complicada para el FMLN, pero esperamos que se mantenga.
It's a very complex situation for the FMLN party, but we hope that we are going to maintain our ground.
Nosotros sabemos que necesitamos dinero para desarrollar el país, pero no con condiciones como esa.
We know that we need money to develop our country, but we don't want the conditions that have been applied by this law.
¿Cuál es el motivo de los Estados Unidos?
Bueno, aprobando una ley como esta abre las puertas para que transnacionales exploten los servicios básicos en El Salvador.
Approving this law, it's going to open the doors for transnationals to exploit Salvadoran workers.
Por ejemplo, van a explotar el servicio de las carreteras, puertos, aeropuertos, entre otros muchos.
For example, they can exploit the toll services in El Salvador as well as airports and ports.
Las transnacionales casi siempre se asocian con las empresas nacionales en El Salvador.
Transnationals almost always create partnerships with private sector in El Salvador.
Y seguramente de aquí de los Estados Unidos habrán muchas empresas interesadas en ir a competir a El Salvador.
And I'm sure that there are a lot of private companies in the United States that would like to go and compete in El Salvador.
Hay empresarios salvadoreños que están empujando o presionando porque se apruebe ya la ley.
There are Salvadorian business partners that are already pushing for the approval of this law.
¿Entonces la gente lo va a soportar o no?
No, esperamos que no. La gente tenemos que hacer la lucha porque no sea aprobado.
We the people definitely will not support this, and we're gonna fight to make sure that this law doesn't get approved.
Y por eso les pedimos que se involucren ustedes también en la solidaridad que necesitamos.
And that's why we're asking you to help us to have that solidarity with us and help us make sure that we don't get this.
Y hay ejemplos que funciona la solidaridad.
There are many examples of success where the support of people and organizations.
En el año 2004 se detuvo la privatización de la salud.
In 2004, we stopped the privatization of the health sector.
Trabajadores, trabajadoras y la población nos volcamos a la calle.
Workers, teachers, we took it to the streets and we fought.
Y lo rechazaron.
Y no se privatizó.
And we won. It was not privatized.
La solidaridad internacional jugó un papel importantísimo.
International solidarity play a big role in that not happening.
Esperamos entonces que los trabajadores de Estados Unidos pues muestren la solidaridad con el pueblo salvadoreño.
We hope then that American workers show their support and solidarity with the Salvadorian workers.
To find out more about Alex Gomez and to sign the petition to stop the privatization of public services in El Salvador, visit the CISPES website. That's CISPES.org.
CISPIS is also organizing a delegation to El Salvador for union members interested in labor issues and international solidarity from April 28th through May 4th. Delegates will experience May 1st, International Workers' Day, in the streets of San Salvador, marching with 75,000 Salvadoran workers.
Public sector workers in the United States can learn from the successes, setbacks, and ongoing struggles internationally against privatization efforts led by the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and transnational corporations, with the full backing of the United States government and the White House.
You can get educated or get involved in these anti-austerity movements locally by checking out groups such as your local union, Jobs with Justice, Solidarity Against Austerity, Social Equality Educators, CISPIS, or any of the organizations now forming to beat back privatization and save public services. Enjoy this track, Latino America, by Puerto Rico's Calle 13. His anthem not only reflects on the unifying features of Latin American history and culture, but makes a compelling statement that the land is not for sale.
Soy lo que dejaron, soy todas las obras de lo que se robaron. Un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frío en el medio del verano, el amor en los tiempos del cólera, mi hermano. El sol que nace y el día que muere, con los mejores atardeceres. Soy el desarrollo en carne viva, un discurso político sin saliva. Las caras más bonitas que he conocido, soy la fotografía de un desaparecido, la sangre dentro de tus venas. Soy un pedazo de tierra que vale la pena una canasta con frijoles. Soy Maradona contra Inglaterra anotándote dos goles. Soy lo que sostiene mi bandera, la espina dorsal del planeta en mis cordilleras. Soy lo que me enseñó mi padre, el que no quiere a su patria no quiere a su madre. Soy América Latina, un pueblo sin pierna pero que camina. Oye,
tú no puedes comprar el viento, tú no puedes comprar el sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores, tú no puedes comprar el viento, tú no puedes comprar el sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores.
Tengo los lagos, tengo los ríos, tengo mis dientes pa' cuando me sonrío, la nieve que maquilla mis montañas. Tengo el sol que me seca y la lluvia que me baña, un desierto embriagado con peyote, un trago de pulque para cantar con los coyotes, todo lo que necesito. Tengo a mis pulmones respirando azul clarito, la altura que sofoca. Soy las muelas de mi boca, mascando coca, el otoño con sus hojas desmayadas, los versos escritos bajo la noche estrellada, una viña repleta de uva, un cañaveral bajo el sol en Cuba. Soy el mar Caribe que vigila las casitas, haciendo rituales y agua bendita, el viento que peina mi cabello. Soy todos los santos que cuelgan de mi cuello, el jugo de mi lucha no es artificial porque el abono de mi tierra es natural.
Tú no puedes comprar.
Este pueblo no se ahoga con marullo, y si se derrumba, yo lo reconstruyo. Tampoco pestañeo cuando te miro, para que te recuerde de mi apellido. La operación Cóndor invadiendo mi nido, perdono pero nunca olvido, oye.
Vamos caminando, aquí se respira.
Calle 13 is Latino America from their fourth studio album, Entren los que quieran, Song of the Year in the 2011 Latin Grammys.
There are a few events coming up this week to inform you about. Of course, don't miss next Monday's Labor Radio at 6 p.m. with your hosts, Jamie Partridge and John Walsh. They'll be updating us on the struggle of Colombian General Motors workers from Asotreco and the continuing fight to save the Postal Service after the most recent announcements on cuts to jobs and delivery.
This Saturday, February 23rd, from 5:30 to 7, at the Letter Carriers Union Hall at 5266 Northeast 42nd, Portland Communities and Postal Workers United and Letter Carriers Branch 82 are hosting a movie night to discuss lessons from the Great Postal Strike of 1970. For more information, call 503-752-5112.
Labor Notes is coming to Portland. Registration is now open for the PDX Troublemakers School this April 13th. Check out www.bit.ly/troublemakerschool for more information on speakers and workshops.
Tonight's Labor Radio, as well as more materials and websites mentioned in the show, can be found online at kboo.fm/laborradio. Now stay tuned for Prison Pipeline at 6:30. This was Megan and Meredith for Labor Radio, of, by, and for the working class.
If the workers take a notion, we can stop the speeding trains. Every ship up on the ocean, we can tie with mighty chains. Every wheel in the creation, every mine and every mill, fleets and armies of all nations, will at our command stand still.
This is KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, and the time is 6:29, and you just heard Labor Radio. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from SEIU Local 503, whose members seek a just and vibrant society where everyone is treated with dignity and respect, and where all workers have jobs that provide for themselves and their families. SEIU 503.org. And from Oregon Southwest Washington Carpenters Local 156, whose goal is to organize workers, provide a safe work environment, ensure livable wages, and elevate the moral and social condition of its members. Information at ubc156.org. Up next is Prison Pipeline.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to sponsor the Portland premiere of Who Bombed Judy Berry at the Clinton Street Theater, Wednesday, February 13th. The film will play at both 7 p.m. and 9:15. This new documentary covers the 1990 bomb attack on two Northern California environmental activists, which still remains unsolved. The film is a compelling tribute to Berry, a fiery speaker whose background as a union organizer put her in a unique position to bridge the cultural divide between forest activists and rank-and-file loggers.
I knew it was a bomb the second that it exploded. I felt it rip through me with just a force more powerful and terrible than anything that I could describe.
Again, that's Wednesday, February 13th at the Clinton Street Theater. More information may be found at kboo.fm/Barry2013.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Good evening, this is Prison Pipeline on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. I'm Carlos Chavez. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. Tonight, we listen to part two of my radio journalism class highlights from 2012. For those of you who aren't already familiar, I teach a radio journalism class at McLaren Youth Correctional Facility in Woodburn, Oregon, the largest youth corrections facility in the state of Oregon. Each of my students works hard on their units to earn and maintain the right to participate in my class, as well as other educational and creative groups that are offered through the Hope Partnership program there. These classes expose youth to new creative outlets and important skills that they'll be able to take with them when they're eventually released. Tonight's program will focus on one of my students' first field recording assignments within the McLaren facility. Field recording gives the youth an opportunity to practice their interviewing skills out in the field or during an event, in this case, a ceremony. My student,